The designer of Spaceship One is Bert Rutan, who was already famous in aviation circles for his many designs of home-built craft and the Voyager, the first plane to fly around the world non-stop without refueling. Unlike the space shuttle, Spaceship One is carried to 50,000 feet by a jet airplane before firing its rockets. It went on to an altitude of more than 62 miles to win the prize. Not only is Rutan's method far more efficient than a rocket launch, he says it's much safer. Even a minor malfunction of a rocket during launch results in disaster, but jet engines are far more reliable. Spaceship One's smaller and simpler rocket doesn't fire until it's above most of the atmosphere. Rutan says Spaceship One also has a design that automatically orients itself correctly for re-entry, avoiding the tricky controls that caused the crash of the X-15 experimental plane many years ago.
Those three things, we strongly feel, will allow us to operate a first generation of commercial spaceships at a level of safety that's at or better than the early airlines.
Rutan says commercial flights into space should begin in the near future. While the cost of a ticket will be very high at first, Rutan says once safety is proven, many people will want to go up.
When the operations start, I believe within that first 12 years of operations, there may be as many as 100,000 people that have actually flown outside the atmosphere.
So far, a total of about 430 people have gone into space. Spaceship One will be on display at the Experimental Aircraft Association's Air Venture in Oshkosh through Sunday. Then it will go on to the Smithsonian Institution, where it will be displayed along with the Wright Brothers Flyer and other pioneering craft. John Powell, Wisconsin Public Radio.